You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Oh, it's a morning already. You know those mornings, right? When everything's just kind of moving into each other. Even I almost missed my time today. So bear with me as we sit down, and we're going to have a great show today. We're talking about the energy of money and the blocks, the resistance. So you can call in today, 1-800-930-2819. I also have some questions that some of you had asked me prior to the show as well. So I really first want to welcome Kat. She's our new producer, and she's going to be with us and helping us and making sure that everything works on the back end. And welcome them. So also welcome to our new listeners and our past listeners. It is lovely when you share the show, and together we keep growing together and really making sure that you see, hey, that little aha moment that we often, you've probably heard this, where you can hear something over and over, and you can even think that, you know, heard that before. But the key is, did you really information? But when I start to ask them if they actually intuitive body whisper and speaker is make sure that we shift what's going on in your system. And I know it well. I know it can be very hard when you sometimes listen and they're new concepts, or you say they're way out there. Been there if you're that person. I was there 16 years ago, and I really understand a lot around the root of money, because for me, I made a lot of money by the time I was 26, bought and sold a company that was publicly traded. So I sold it to a publicly traded company in a bidding war. And early in my early days, I was really good with money. Like as a little kid, my mom would always say, you could turn a penny into a dollar. It's, you know, what happened is when I went into this business opportunity, I actually dropped out of university at the end, and people were back then like, oh my God, what do you do? And I said, you know, there's this business opportunity and I really want to try it. And I went against the grain, and I was not one of those people that did well in school at all. Didn't know his name, but I thank him, and went into business. And then what happened was, if anybody's done your own business, you know, it takes a lot of work, no matter who's helping you, no matter, you know, all the people that come together to create a business. It's a life force energy. It is not, you just get up and there's your business. Like there's so many components. And back then it was very different than even now. So I run more of an online business, speaking engagements, stuff like that. And that's very different. This was a retail business. And when it sold, at 26, I came into a lot of money, and I never really had any money problems until this. And what happened was I had heard a lot of comments from people. And so I had to back this out, because people would say, oh, it must be nice to have that at your age. We struggled so hard. We've been here our whole lives and we've struggled. A lot of negative comments, or people would come over. It must be nice to have that. Must be nice to have that. And fears, everything was being pushed into me. And I felt so guilty and ashamed for being 26 and selling my company to a publicly traded company. And I had so much shame around it, that how dare I have all this money and how dare I be living this beautiful lifestyle. But I worked my butt off, and people forget that. Like they forget how hard you got to work your butt off for a business. And, you know, it's 24/7. And so when I got divorced, I found a very creative way to get rid of all my money. And I remember having my last $1,000 in the bank, and literally it was Christmas time. And I, you know what, it got scary, and I'd never really been to that level before. And I was like, oh my God, what's this like? What's this like? And, you know, I could really relate if that's you. And I realized I had all these imprints of people. I felt so guilty and so ashamed. I found ways of giving it away. And then people said, why would you do that? Why would you give it away? And, you know, why would you, you know, patterns? Because I didn't really realize the big thing. And I'm going to tell you guys to tune in, and then we're going to go to Michael. We have a caller on the phone. So, one of the things that I realized, the people around you. So when I started to look at my outside environment, so these are your family, primarily be your family. It'll also be, you know, your friends, but usually it comes back to your family or your coworkers, that when you step out, that area of finances. So to achieve that much wealth at such a young age was out of my family's paradigm. I did everything they could at for what they did, but there wasn't these huge breaks or windfalls. And then, and you know, I picked up my, I know I was carrying my mom's own story when, you know, she had to go on welfare when my dad had kind of, the incident happened with him, and we were removed from our home, and that was all imprinting. And so I having this, and you can imagine subconsciously ask yourself this, because this ceiling, and that's where we have to start to break you through the ceiling. Or what happens is you'll always make that certain amount or just above. And if you make too far much, then you'll come down, right? So if you're too far outside of your imprints and thoughts that maybe everybody around you has, you'll start to come down. But if you lose any amount of money, you'll start to notice that there'll be a certain level that you're going to hit. And when you hit it, boom, you're going to come all the way back up. You will find a way. So everybody has what we call set points in their energy field based on what environment did you grow up in, what belief systems came around money, and how, and that's what you start running on. That's your first running. So that's what happened. So we're just going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. And Michael, we're going to get right to your call.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
So we're going to keep rolling through. But Kat, I think we have Michael on the line. Is that correct? Do we want to bring Michael in?
We do. We have Michael from Calgary.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Me?
There.
Hi, how are you, Tracy?
Good. We've had a few technical problems today. So thanks for holding and bearing. It happens sometimes. Anybody's been to any of my live stream events, you know that we also have technical problems there. So the internet around the world is being a little silly today. So I'm so happy you called and you waited for us.
Yes, I'm trying to get it in before I go to my class at 9:30. So I'll try and speak quickly. But what I wanted to ask for is, as you know, I have started to explore the cryptocurrency world and even started to invest in it. And when I first brought this up, I had to ask for some information that only my parents knew. Otherwise, I never would have mentioned it. But my dad's reaction to this was, because I owe him some money, like I have a personal debt, he said that if I'm going to do this, that I'm going to need to pay it all back in full. And I'm just wondering if we can get some supernatural debt cancellation for this, because I've always wanted it, but I've never really believed in it. So I'm wondering if we can do a shift on this.
You mean you always wanted the supernatural debt cancellation?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, I love this term. And for people that have listened to this a long time, I love that you brought this up, because supernatural debt cancellation comes in many, many ways. And it's really interesting that when you were talking about cryptocurrency, which we all know we're moving to new ways of being, new ways of exploring in this avenue. And yes, I'm going to start to remove, if you need some supernatural debt cancellation, I'll start to remove that. But what we also need to do is reverse some of your father's perception around how you create generate money. So it's kind of like when people a lot of times would say things like, oh, I want to invest in real estate. And then the family would say, no, don't do that. Or it's something they're passionate about. They've done their research, their homework. They feel good about it inside. And this is what happens. Like, well, you have a debt with me, or you have this. So that energy comes to kind of back you up and then go,
oh, okay.
Right? It's like, well, maybe I shouldn't do that. Now there's seeds of doubt and fear. This is what I was saying earlier about how family's really good at this. If you listen to family, they're really good, because when you start stepping out of someone's paradigm, so when you look at cryptocurrency, and we'll use this, you're young, you're like, okay, I want to explore something new. This is very outside your parents' generation, right? So
it for sure.
It will trigger them. So they'll say things like that. Well, pay my debt, because what if you lose your money, then I'm not going to get repaid. That's partly what's going on, right? So I'll remove.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to remove this energy from you to your dad to you, because what if, and this is the other side people forget to look at. They look at what the negative is, but what if all of a sudden now you're guided, you've got good information, you're working with financial people that understand what they're doing, and you make that money back faster to pay his debt back quicker?
Yeah, I'll take that for sure.
Yeah, that's what people forget.
I mean, I'm already paying it back in small chunks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So you're already paying it back in small chunks. But this is that energy. This is that energy where, you know, that's that energy we want to pull in. If anybody's listening to this, because we can accumulate some debts, and then it's other people's fear that they're not going to get the money back, which creates an energetic block in your field, especially because it's your parents. And when it's our family, those are the places we're like, okay, what if I start to do better? And everybody will say to you, well, I want to do better. I want to help my family. I want to do that. But the truth is, as soon as you start rising out of their paradigm, that makes them uncomfortable. It really does energetically. So now this is, they don't do that unless you pay me back. So you can feel the heaviness in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not so light. Rather than, okay, let's see how this goes, as long as you've done your homework and you feel confident. So when you tune in to the people you're working with and the people that you're understanding around your money and stuff like that, with around crypto, how do you feel in your body about it? truthfully?
You know, with people like Michael?
People that you work with around that, to understand how do you feel in the body about it? Yeah.
Well, my first instinct is actually really light and expansive. Like yeah. It feels good. And then when I tune into it after talking to my parents, it feels very scary.
Yeah, because
it's absolutely new. No other changes.
Correct. It's yeah. foreign. It's unknown. So you've just picked up their fears. And most of the time, 99% of people will take that fear. It's like when someone says, I'm going to sell a house. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, don't do that. Where would you live? How are you going to be in the market? All their fears start to descend upon you. And then you revert back. This is what I'm going to pull off your body. And then it's like, oh, I thought it was a good idea. Okay, I won't invest in that. Okay, I'm not going to sell my house. That's that energy that I'm going to start to remove for everybody.
Yeah, thank you, God. Yeah, it feels a little bit tight in the chest right now.
It does, and it probably does because there's a heart connection. You're very heart-centered, but also a very big heart connection to your parents. You love them, and you want to do right by them. So we'll just start to break some of the cords, but also some of the programming. Now, the one thing I like about you and what you're doing, we talk about reversing the habits, right? And breaking out of the habit. So what you've done is, although you've taken the information, I can feel it in your heart, we'll start to pull that accumulation of energy. It's like, I don't also want to go against them. But what you're doing is you're exploring and you're taking your baby steps towards something different. But you can also see your energy is very neutral. You're also not attached to the outcomes with the investments and the people you're working with. So that's very good.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you want it to grow, and of course everybody does, but there's some, you can see you have a very big discernment. So you look like you'll make some money, then you'll take some of it out. You'll make some money, kind of take something out. So you really are absorbing how to be in control of your money and not let it control you. Whereas your parents have more of a paradigm, like a lot of parents in their generation, of allowing it to dictate more how life unfolds. So we only have this.
Yes, and they're very concerned about the high cost of things, like always pointing out the gas prices and the high cost of things. But we can't really do this because, and there's some things, times I do that where I'm like, that's a lot. I don't need to pay that. But then there's some times where it irritates me because I'm like, you guys aren't paying for anything that brings you joy. So, you know, I reject that. Just inside
Thank
my head, you know.
God. No, exactly. And this is exactly, anybody listening, how you say this, when you, and exactly what you just said, because you are just such a beautiful sponge of saying, I see that's all you worry about is the worry of money, not the joy of money. And that's where when you said, I reject that. And I'm so proud of you for seeing that, because people listening, this is a huge awareness. What Michael's saying, go out, exactly what he just said, and in your whole day, see what people's conversation around money is. You know, it's if they're saying like that, the gas prices are too high or the food's too high, but they never say, let's take our money and go and have some fun with it. Or, you know, I was able to, you know, go on this trip. Like, money to go on a trip brings joy and experiences you'll remember till the day you die. But look at how many people don't even do that. No,
exactly.
They're like, I can't save. I'm like, well, you can. Just rethink things. So I love that I'm actually not only we're going to remove with the supernatural debt cancellation, but we're going to increase. So people listening, we're going to increase the energy and the awareness in your systems of how to actually create and generate more money through this big transition. Because now we're heading into a transition around our money and how we use it. Now it's going to be changing over time. So and this is what I really love. We'll get more into that in a little bit. How does that feel now in your body?
That feels a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels a lot lighter. And there's a more confidence to say, and that's what I would say to your parents. So the energy doesn't come in. You can say, I reject that. I'm seeing your head, but then say, I understand where you're coming from based on, you know, your conditioning. But, and I appreciate your feedback. And what happens when you say that to the body, the energy drops and it'll start to feel lighter,
okay,
and a little more fluid. Yeah. See, when you tune into that, does that feel lighter?
Yes. And there's more creation in there as well. Cause now it's like, I'm free to do the way I want to do it and I'm not being held up by anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, when we're working with our money and we're changing the paradigms, you always also understand that sometimes if it might go down some months and then it's going to come back up the other months. And so it's like watching your flow. So if you can, I'm going to re-anchor this for you to the flow of money in and out, because people forget if you hoard the money, there's no flow. You got to let it cycle. It's got to go in and out. It's got to go to places. Right. And when that happens, then you can actually increase your vibe. So we'll increase this for you and everybody listening, of more creation.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel better?
Yes, that's way better. I actually have to go now, but I thank you for shifting this for me, and I'll be seeing you later tonight.
You're so welcome. Yes, you're in our evolution group, so I will see you tonight. All right, have a great day, class.
Thanks, Tracy.
You're welcome. You know, this is one thing that it's really important to understand what Michael was and I were just talking about, is that we really want to also be respectful of where other people have come from and their backgrounds. They just don't know any different. So by getting angry at someone or saying, you know, what are you doing with your money, or you shouldn't do that, we want to reverse out the fear and really just say, what else are we open to and how are we creating here? And that's that flow that will also go into expansion. Because if you look at the history of money, right, it used to be bartering. Well, it was all barter. And then all of a sudden, you know, things changed and it got into gold and silver. And then we got into, you know, paper money. And now we're more electronic money. And like Michael was talking about cryptos or however that's going to look, who knows, you know, the banks did launch a crypto exchange out of the New York Stock Exchange. So there is a platform coming in there. So they're definitely moving, getting on. How fast, who knows, but we're changing. We're transitioning again, how we work with our money. And we have to be very in alignment to all of it. You might remember checks. You might remember cash. Now cash is kind of disappearing. And, you know, I think it's disappearing too fast, but it's disappearing. And then there's new ways of being. So there's this relationship with it and all levels and transition. But if we're not open to what the new transition is, that can be a big issue. And then all of a sudden you get locked up in the old paradigm. And that's where people start losing money, like in stock market crashes and stuff, because they're not really paying attention. And that's something I want to talk more about to you guys, about paying attention to your money. But right now I want to get to Karen. Kat, I think we have Karen from Brampton on the phone.
Yes, we have Karen from Brampton.
Brampton? She's there.
Karen, are you there?
We might have lost her. I'm not sure.
All right. We also have Susan from Stony Creek.
Okay. Let's bring Susan on the line. And then Karen, if you want to call back, you can call back.
There we go. Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Can you hear me, Tracy?
We can hear you.
Oh. It's Karen.
Oh, it's Karen. Oh, Kat brought Karen. Okay. We had all the lines got crossed. We've had some technical issues. So we have Susan. We will get to you right after Karen, but we got you here. So awesome. Welcome.
Hi, Tracy. Oh my gosh. So good to be on your show.
I'm so glad to have you here. You're such a wonderful soul.
Oh, so all takes one to know one.
So what do you want to shift today?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So Tracy, you know, I just got off a call with one of my clients, but I was thinking I got in perfectly. So it was totally meant to come in on your show. But, you know, I've changed a lot. I think I've talked to you about this. I've changed a lot with my idea of money, because I used to be very scared of it because of the way what I saw obviously growing up. And I always found it to be very difficult to earn. But as I started shifting after my head injury and really understanding how the body needs to feel about topics to bring forth and just let go and trust the flow, that my relationship has changed a lot. And I can see that with the work that I've been doing in the 4 short years that I've been doing this soul work. I know you know that too. But I don't like the word budget. And sometimes my husband brings that up and I don't like it because my body starts to tighten up because I feel like I can't enjoy life because I love to be in that cycle of giving. I love the flow because I'm very much aware of that, as you know. But I don't know if there's something that maybe you can see in my field that I maybe not aware of, that I'm holding on to something that's making me maybe not bring in as much. I don't know. Not that I'm not bringing in.
Yeah, there's an increase that you're ready for. Yeah, there's an increase that you're ready for in the business. And that I actually, for next year, there's a lot of things happening for you. So that, I'm not even worried about that. That's the increase. I actually want to go back to what you said about budget. And funny, I'm going to be on a show at the end of October on a TV show about money. And they talk about things like budgeting and just sort of, you know, it's boring stuff, right? And I said, what people don't understand is there is a relationship with your money, but the word budget is very heavy. And this is why. And you will reject it for the same reason I reject it. Is when you start to tune into that word, it's about restriction. It's about no joy.
Yes.
It's also about failure. Because if you put up a budget and you say, I'm going to budget $5 this month for coffee, and you look and you say, I spent 10, the body goes,
right,
naturally picks up that you did something wrong without even the awareness. People say that's See, it picks up something's wrong. You can feel that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody else tune into this because I have chills. Like, this is a heavy word. So it's not about not having a relationship with the money, like you said, to say, okay, these are my expenses out, my expenses in. Having this, I'm going to adjust this for you guys to listen. So thank you, God. We'll adjust the flow in and out and seeing, okay, where am I able to maybe make a few adjustments? That's what I would be at. I would not budgeting. For most people, they will throw their budgets away in a month. They really will. The odd person to it. But it's because now it brings up also all the fears around money. It's like in your face in a different way because you're like, oh, now I have lack because I only have $5 at the end of the month rather than So we got to reverse that perception to overflow. And even if it's $5, that's overflow. And what we want to do is for expand, right? Yes. So you can bring more in overflow. And this becomes, I'm going to strengthen your field. It's creative solutions, which I like, is you're now branching into other areas that will actually open up different revenue streams, right? So you've been doing, your legwork. It's not that there's a block or a resistance, but I will tell you, I shouldn't say that totally. You do have, and this looks like it's more ancestral, cultural, and past lives. So I'm going to start to pull this out. There is something in your field that says you shouldn't make more than your husband. So as soon as I bump you past him, you pull down. So energetically, there's an agreement or an exchange in there that I'm okay as long as I'm here. But if I start, there's some weird perception that if you make more than him, and I'm going to reverse this for you, that can create an issue in your marriage.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
How does that feel? Got when it. I say that? I'm going to get rid of it for you, but.
Tracy, it's so not weird, but it just makes all of a sudden just something just opened up and just made me just realize something. So I understand. Oh my gosh.
You do. And I've got chills. I'm going to start to remove this. So thank you, God. Everybody listening, because this actually, you're opening up for a lot of people right now. I can see the energy of all these little lights.
Oh, yay.
Where it's like there'd be this crumbling. And for people, it's everybody's different. So if you listen to what Karen's saying, so, and what we're clearing with her, this can trigger a lot of people. It's like, if I make more, but there's also, I will unplug everybody from the collective consciousness that you'll see that women tend to even look at the stories that are put out that women make less than men and all of this imprinting system. So there's a fear if you start to jump over the people you love, that there's going to be some loss.
Yes.
Let's reverse of that. Yeah. Thank you, God. And put it that you can grow together.
Thank
so it doesn't matter who makes what, you can still have fun and experiences.
Right. Oh, I just burped. That's fantastic. Oh, I just burped.
Everybody starts burping. We all start clearing and burping. Cats are probably going, burping? What are they doing? It's how we clear energy.
I love it. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Tracy. I love it.
Feel the expansion in your field. Can you feel that?
I really do, Tracy. Yes. And even just in your Miraculous program, just feeling the expansion, it's been one of the greatest investments. So thank you so much. I recommend
thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
So much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much for today.
Hey, sweetheart. The Miraculous program, which is where I'm with you 5 days a week live, and then we do a once a month coaching call, and you get all these extra videos, clearings, audios. And so if you're somebody that's actually really wanting to up level where you are and really get connected to spirit and your intuition, I teach you all about, not only do we clear and shift, but it's really to get you connected to the God consciousness so your intuition is getting brighter and bigger. So, you know, Karen, who also works within the healing space with people, she's a prime example of where she's connecting deeper and fuller. You don't have to be in the healing space. We have people in there that are doctors, accountants, lawyers, whatever. We got all sorts of people in there. People that are just aware and want to make better of their life. So, and a portion of all of we do goes into our outreach fund. I don't know if you know that. So about money flow, giving back, having a plan. So I think, Kat, did you say we have Susan on the line?
We lost Susan.
We lost her. Okay. So if she wants to call back in, there might've been a little bit glitch in there. So that's okay. So let's go back into this money imprinting. So what happens, like we were just talking about with Karen, and Susan, if you want to call back, please do, 1-800-930-2819. So what happens when we're in this area with our finances, think about right now how big it is. Like, think about, what did you learn? And one of the questions that I got that was sent to me was, money is evil. Why has this come up? And so she asked me, why does this come up? Why do people think money is evil? And where's this root? So basically the root of it starts in a religious line where way back to the stories of, you know, that it did start to manipulate. And money was really used as a manipulation tool. It still is. I'm not saying it's not. However, when we start labeling it, like money is the root of all evil, or money is bad, or money is going to be a destruction, or money causes pain or breakup or greed, all of those lines are true. But if you hold them and you're having references back, that's the experiences you're going to have. So you'll start pushing away money because you're like, I don't want to be seen as greedy. I don't want to be seen as, you know, evil. Even though what's happened that people forgot was the other side. So we'll clear this for everyone. The other side is when you actually start to break out of that collective consciousness, meaning money is evil, or I don't need money to live well, or I'm rejecting all this money. The reality is, as I said, I wish we could live where a place where we didn't have to integrate with it, but it's part of our world. So if it's part of our world, we can't be rejecting it. We need to integrate it and understand that no matter what the flow is of our money, we can do good things with it, right? And really good things. I'm not talking just talk about it, because, you know, we hear all this stuff going on with climate change and charities and all of this. And the reality is people like you and I, our small businesses, our, you know, our outreach programs, we do more for our people in our backyard than anybody. We really do. A lot of that stuff is very mismanaged and used. And so there's that also plug in where people forget. So what if, and I said this one time, one of my clients said to me, well, what if this money, you know, I hear about how money just shows up in people's bank accounts, or somebody gifts a bunch of money, or I'll hear people say, I don't want to sell my house to that person. I don't think they're a good person. And I'm like, these are a lot of judgments. The more judgments, the more resistance. But I said, what if the energy, because it's a neutrality of the energy is neutral. The God consciousness was taking it out of that space to give it to you so you can go do some good things with it. And if you start to look at it that way, it's about building a relationship with your finances. It's understanding what is your foundation. How do you feel when money comes in? How do you feel when it goes out? You have to get to this strength of neutrality. So I want to thank that hand of God of actually increasing neutrality in your field so it can flow in and out. So I think, Kat, we had Susan back on the phone.
We have Susan from Stony Creek.
Oh, there's, we got her there.
Susan, are you there?
I am here.
There you are. We lost you. We've had a weird technical day today. So thank you.
Thank
it
you,
happens
Tracy.
When you're live.
Well, I was beginning to wonder if my fear was shutting the phone down.
Let's erase that. No fears allowed, especially in this. We will blast them out.
Okay.
What's your question?
Okay, right now I'm having extreme financial insecurities. My unemployment is running out for my sick benefits. My doctor won't let me go back to work. I'm looking at 2 weeks from now not having any income whatsoever. And I'm getting really scared.
Yeah, scared, fear. And there's this whole... There's an energy too that's really gripping, and I call it the spirit of poverty, which you know. And you've had a lot of thoughts. I'm not going to go too deep into them because I want to start to remove them, about that there is no other solution, or that I will end up on, you know, a place I don't want to end up. Your set point is actually quite low, meaning that we got to change this, because meaning that we will all have a bouncing point down, how low we go before we start to create and move something else in our life to shift the finances in. No different than we have a set point high. So some people, they can only earn so much. But then also when we go through that struggle, you probably heard me say when I had my last $1,000 in the bank, there was something I was like, oh my God, am I ever going to come out of this, right? With the two little kids. And then all of a sudden, when I started to realize to move the set point, we're going to start to do this, there was different opportunities of what can happen. But because the fear has been locking you up so much and you've gone through the illness and there's no more extension, your body's actually paralyzed, which is paralyzing the energy. So nothing can even come to you. You probably notice that you can't even if you're talking with people or saying, what else can I do? There's no solutions coming on the other side. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
Like
brick walls.
Yeah, everywhere. There's no solutions. Like everything's stopped. Everything's paralyzed. So I'm just going to, we actually have to remove the spirit of paralyzation because it's not allowing any different opportunities to come through. It's almost like they get close and they just go the other way. Like it's just steering away from you. So we actually have to remove this because that is not allowing any solutions. And then, like you say, the fear is just looking, it's like all consuming. And you know this because you can see it in your field too, all consuming. That's all you're focused on right now is, okay, this is my last day, then what? This is my last day, then what? So let's start to remove. I got to reverse your perception here. What do you like to do? What do you like to do?
I like to go for walks.
Yeah.
I like to get out to nature. I love working with animals.
Yeah. It's like you too. You don't like a lot of people though.
No.
They bother you. You're pretty empathic. You're pretty sensitive. So you've also shut yourself out. And that's another reason why you got sick, because it was like too bombarding in your field. Like there's so much pressure because your body was taking on, you know that, right? When you get around too many people, you start to feel too much. The body was getting overwhelmed, emotional. And then there's a lot of people that you can see at the outskirts that haven't been exactly in kindness to you. So it also made the body push. So as much as you were helping, it's also like, oh my God, people, like, give me a break. The body's just like that. That's partly why you got sick. I don't know if you know that, but that's why that came in. So if you're okay, I want to get rid of that if you're all right, because there's still tethers to it. So that's another reason why your body got paralyzed, because it's like, I really don't want to experience this again. I don't want to go into this environment where I'm going to be attacked and where I have to take on everybody's stuff and feel overwhelmed and feel like I don't have an out. And that's why this right now, it's another creation of not having an out. Because when you said animals, it's interesting, your whole field lit up, you know, like all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, if I can take care of these dogs and do this, like your field starts to light up and it has fun because they're non-judgmental as well. So they're very safe for you. Very safe for you. You actually can communicate with animals quite well.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I used to do Reiki on horses and
I want to open this up because this is where I need to open up for you. You're very gifted and you communicate very well with animals. And I'm going to break the fear of actually getting out there to be able to keep working with animals, because that there actually is a viable space with you where you can see money coming in. And not only with, especially because people right now are really fascinated with animal communicators, and there's only a few of them that really start to get it. And you actually really get it. And your healing gifts are really strong. They just need to, your body just got too consumed with taking on everything. So I'm going to strengthen it that we actually start to tell it to understand that it doesn't need to absorb everybody's stuff. That was for some reason your body a long time ago when you took your work and started to zone in. It was like, I'm going to care so much, I'll just take on all the stuff. And it just locked the whole system up. So I'm just going to remove it from you. But there is this whole space here. So we're going to ask for a creative solution and a miracle to bring in for the finances to just kind of expand. But I also want to open this space for you around, you know, really communicating, helping, and getting back into working with animals, because there's, you can actually, you have messages, you have healing abilities, and this lights up for you. Did you not spend more time thinking about that?
Yeah.
you know that that's a draw for you. I can see it because your light, like literally, you shine like a big light bulb when I go in there. Like, holy, yeah. let's do this. So let's open that. And you know what? There's a lot. It's like just letting people know that, hey, I'm here and I can help you read your animals, or I can also help you with healing them. Because heck, look, have you been to a vet lately? No offense to vets, but when you can energetically clear your animal, oh my God, you know, $2,000 on a vet bill. Not saying we're not knocking the vets, but I'm just saying when there's other ways of helping, people are really open to that. How does that feel now?
Okay.
How does that feel?
Lighter.
Yeah. Lighter. I'm gonna run for you. It's a real, because there is this paradigm around, you do have a little bit of that old programming too that healers sometimes come up with, which is, you know, the poverty consciousness around it. And I'm going to start to run. Thank you. Got a program to start moving that out of the spine and the imprinting that to really be good at that. There's a poverty vow somewhere you took in there and it's still stuck in your system. So let's get rid of that because that's not true. And you don't have to be stuck. If other people want to be in it and other people want to say, well, you have a healing gift, so you shouldn't charge, tell them to take a hike because they're not going to go work for TELUS for free, right? Like there's a way of an exchange. Okay. So I say that, your body goes, what? So I'm going to strengthen that for you to say, look, this is what I do. I am open to receiving because you, that's what I said, that block that's starting to open up a little bit more. And that's your space now. Just when you tap the heart or you're rubbing the heart, you're like, thank you, God, reset, let go. Is just, I'm so open to receiving and see where the energy comes up in the body, where you feel it. And then you'll be able to move it really quickly. And then the vibration, you can see it's already shifting. It'll start to shift more. So when you're out saying, hey, this is what I do, and we can pull in a different creative solution. So you can see that the finances are like, okay, we're all right. We're going to get to the next level. This is good. And then we can start to build and increase that. And then the fear starts to dissipate. And then and you'll look back and go, oh, why was I afraid of that? I just had to get out of my own way.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Okay, I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
I am still stuck in this job.
Yep.
That because of my illness. Any creative solutions to get out of this thing?
Yeah, we're gonna start opening your healing business, your space with the animals. So it's called a bridge. Okay. So when we do it, we bridge. That's how I even bridged mine from corporate. I was doing a lot of corporate work into here. And so it's like a bridge we build because that is just, look at it like the train station. It's a train station, but now I'm going to move. Even if it's 5 minutes a day towards something different, that energy you'll start to see will spin. And then you'll have a transition out of there. And then you're going to start to see that you're going to feel stronger. Your body's going to feel a lot stronger. You have a lot more energy, and then you're going to start to see how the body will start to shift. And then you have a new awareness and perception that, okay, I'm leaving this toxic environment. I'm on my way. It's not right now, but I'm on my way. And it's that energy you're going to pull in with creating stuff that you actually really like. I keep seeing you with a lot of people though, and there's animals. So you must get into a network or a system with people that are very connected in that area. And then you start integrating, but there's a lot of different animals with a lot of different people. Almost like, you know, when you go to those dog shows and there's a whole bunch of people around, it's like that amount of people. So let's open that for you because that's where you're going to really be happy for the rest of your days. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Okay then. Okay.
All right. Let me know how you're doing. Thank you. Bye, sweetheart. You know what? This is exactly what we're talking about with sometimes when we feel stuck and we can do that. We can be in a job for too long. Like Susan, we're all of a sudden we're in this job. We get sick because the people are in kindness. The bodies are taking on information. Then we feel that's our only financial way is a job and feel how heavy that word is, right? Rather than doing something you do enjoy. And you hear people say that, well, it's really hard. Well, you do what I say is a bridge. What I did, what we're setting up for Susan. It's like, okay, what is it that you really want to do? Where is that biggest joy factor? And taking the baby steps, it may not come in one day and it may not come in three days or 3 months, but what will happen is it'll start to transition. And then all of a sudden you'll see the new people come in and like it's 5-10 minutes a day. What you're doing is creating a new habit, creating new wealth flow into your life and new paradigms. So it's stepping up. It's coming into this new space. So I just want to thank that Hannah God for everybody that's listening. Think about something of a habit that you would like to let go of. think about that's affecting your finances. Think about what you're doing right now. Think about what would you like to change and transition. Okay, change and transition. And I'm just going to start to move that energy into truth, into relationship, and feel it in the heart. So just tap the heart. I always say the one simple tool. Thank you, God, reset, let go. If you don't know it, you can go to my YouTube, which is on my website, tracylclark.com, and you'll start to just release. It releases the energy out of the body, but also just even if you want to just tap there for a little bit, you're connecting down into the heart because that's the frequency that also controls your money flow. This is the frequency that people are always talking about. It's in the heart space. And if your frequency is holding on to the old thoughts or the old ideas. So some people, you know, they don't have an issue with money in terms of their money flow. It comes a lot. They can make a lot, but they might have an issue with relationships. So, oh, there we go. We'll burp that out. It happens to all of these areas. So just see, I burp too sometimes when I clear energy for people. So Kat will be new to that. She'll understand, why are these people burping? It's a lot of energetic sensitive people. They will burp or yawn or something like that. So thank you, God. Let's reset that. Let's let that information go. And just let's expand you into more. So just feel what it's like to have an expansion where you're in control of your money. You're in charge of it. It is a dance with you. Money in, money out, money in, money out. And just expand that. You know, it's such a beautiful energy. But we are going to pick this conversation up next week. So make sure you tune in. We're going to have part two around your money and break through some more of your family patterns and paradigms. So think about what they are. If you want to call in, then we'll be able to shift them for you. But again, check out our Soul Sundays, our live events, workshops. And we actually have a soul getaway in May. There's only 20 spots for that. I'm going to do a lot of cleaning and a lot of restoring and soul connection, a lot of water work and a lot of play and fun. So if you want to get on the mailing list for that, just go to tracylclark.com. But there's always something there to shift you, and there's always something to take you to another level and another layer. And that's what it's really about. And as we get to 2020, you're going to want to have a whole new relationship with your money, because I said it's changing. The paradigms are changing. So we are moving more to a digital age, which means a lot more things to learn, a lot more things to integrate. So I would just say, thank you, God, to take that energy in. I'm going to learn, I'm going to be open, and I'm going to be willing and ready to receive no matter what's happening outside me. And as I said, take a look. What are the people around you? What are they saying? It's going to give you a big clue as to where your money is shifting or not shifting. All right, everyone, have an incredible week. Thank you for bearing through our technical issues. It happens, it's live, we roll with it. So we will see you next week right here, Transformation Talk Radio, 11 a.m. So make sure you bookmark it and we'll see you then. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.